ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Text 32, Prayers by the Demigods. Yene ravindaksha vimukta maninas Tvayastavavad avasudha buddhaya Aruya kritchena parampadam tata Padantiado nadrita yusmad angraya Yene ravindakshava mukta maninas Toyastavavad avasudha buddhaya Aruya krichena parampadam tata Padantiado nadrita yusmarangrayaha Yene ravindaksha vimukta maninas Tvayastavavad avasudha buddhayaha Aruya krichena parampadam tata Padantiado nadrita yusmarangrayaha Yene ravindaksha vimukta maninas Tayasta bhavad avasudha buddhaya Aruya krichena parampadam tata Parantiyado nadrita yusmarangraya Yene ravindaksha vimukta maninas Ayastavavad avasud buddhayaha Aruya kvichena parampadam tata Parantiyado nadrita yusmraya Matajis Yene ravindaksh muktamaninas Tvayastavavad avasudha buddhayaha Aruya kichena paramtaram tata Diyado nadrita yusmarangrayaha Ye anye Anyone or all others Aravinda daksha O lotus-eyed one, vimuktamanina, falsely considering themselves, free from the bondage of material contamination, twayi, unto you, astavavat, speculating in various ways, but not knowing or desiring more information of your lotus feet. Try to chant together here. Avasudha Buddhaya, whose intelligence is still not purified and who do not know the goal of life. Aruya, even though achieving. Krichena, by undergoing severe austerities, penances, and hard labor. Paramparam, the highest position, according to their imagination and speculation. Tata, from that position. Padanti, they fall. Adha, down into material existence. Again. Anadrita, neglecting devotion to. Yusmat, your. Angrayaha, lotus feet. Translation. Someone may say that aside from devotees who always seek shelter at the Lord's lotus feet, there are those who are not devotees, but who have accepted different processes for attaining salvation. What happens to them? In answer to this question, Lord Brahma and the other demigods said, O lotus-eyed Lord, although non-devotees who accept severe austerities and penances to achieve the highest position may think themselves liberated, their intelligence is impure. They fall down from their position of imagined superiority because they have no regard for your lotus feet. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Aside from devotees, there are many others, non-devotees, known as karmis, gyanis, or yogis, philanthropists, altruists, politicians, impersonalists, and voidists. There are many varieties of non-devotees who have their respective ways of liberation, but simply because they do not know the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, although they falsely think that they have been liberated and elevated to the highest position, they fall down. As clearly stated by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita, Ashradadana Purusha Dharmasyasya Parantapa Apropyamam Nivartante Mityu Samsara Vartmani. Those who are not faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of foes, but return to birth and death in this material world. It doesn't matter whether one is a karmi, gyani, yogi, philanthropist, politician, or whatever, if one has no love for the lotus feet of the Lord, one falls down. That is the verdict given by Lord Brahma in this verse. There are persons who advocate accepting any process and who say that whatever process one accepts will lead to the same goal. But that is refuted in this verse, where such persons are referred to as Vimukta Manina, signifying that although they think they have attained the highest perfection, in fact, they have not. In the present day, big politicians all over the world think that by scheming, they can occupy the highest political position, that of president or prime minister. But we actually see that even in this life, such big prime ministers, presidents, and other politicians, because of being non-devotees, fall down, but antiyada. To become president or prime minister is not easy. One must work very hard, aruya krichena, to achieve the post. And even though one may reach his goal, at any moment one may be kicked down by material nature. In human society, there have been many instances in which great exalted politicians have fallen from government and become lost in historical oblivion. The cause of this is avasuda buddhaya. Their intelligence is impure. The Shastra says, natevidu swargagitim hi Vishnu. One achieves the perfection of life by becoming a devotee of Vishnu. But people do not know this. Therefore, As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Klesho Digataras Tesham Avyakta Shakta Chetasam. Persons who do not ultimately accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead and take the devotional service, but who instead are attached to impersonalism and voidism, must undergo great labor to achieve their goals. Shreya Shritim Bhaktim Udasyate Vibho Klisyanti Ye Kevala Bodha Labdaye. To achieve understandings, such persons work very hard and undergo severe austerities, but their hard labor and austerities themselves are their only achievement, for they do not actually achieve the real goal of life. Dhruva Maharaj, at first, wanted to achieve the greatest material kingdom and greater material possessions than his father. But when he was actually favored by the Lord, who appeared before him to give him the benediction he desired, Dhruva Maharaj refused it, saying, Swamin kritarthosmi varam nayache. Now I am fully satisfied. I do not want any material benediction. This is the perfection of life. Yam labha chaparam labham manyate narikam tata. If one achieves the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, and is fully satisfied, and does not need to ask for any material benediction. At night, no one can see a lotus, for lotuses blossom only during the daytime. Therefore, the word Aravindaksha is significant. One who is not captivated by the lotus eyes or transcendental form of the Supreme Lord is in darkness, exactly like one who cannot see a lotus. One who has not come to the point of seeing the lotus eyes and transcendental form of Shyama Sundar is a failure. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Balochanena Santak Sadaiva Ridayeshu Valokayanti. Those who are attached to the Supreme Personality of God and in love always see the Lord's lotus eyes and lotus feet, whereas others cannot see the Lord's beauty and are therefore classified as anadrita yuzmad angraya, or neglectful of the Lord's personal form. Those who neglect the Lord's form are surely failures on every path in life. But if one develops even a little love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is liberated without difficulty. Svalpamapi yasya dharmasya chayate mahato bhayat. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead recommends in Bhagavad Gita, Man Manabhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskaru. Simply think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer some slight homage to me. Simply by this process, one is guaranteed to return home, back to Godhead, and thus attain the highest perfection. The Lord further affirms in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sokchati Na Kangchati Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Lavate Param Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati Yavanyas Chasmi Tatvataha Tato Mam Tatvato Gyatva Visate Tad Anantaram. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Yenei ravindaksha vimukta maninas twayasta babad avasuda buddhaya aruya krichena param tatam tata padantiado nadrita yuzmad angraya. Someone may say that aside from devotees who always seek shelter at the Lord's lotus feet, there are those who are not devotees but who have accepted different processes for attaining salvation. What happens to them? In answer to this question, Lord Brahma and the other demigods said, O lotus-eyed Lord, O non-devotees who accept severe austerities and penances to achieve the highest position may think themselves liberated. Their intelligence is impure. They fall down from their position of imagined superiority because they have no regard for your lotus feet. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So this is a very significant verse that Srila Prabhupada quoted again and again, purposefully. Yena ravindaksha vimukta manina tvayasta bhavana vasudha buddhaya aruya kachena paramparam tata parantiyado nadrita yuzmad angraya. Because people think that they're liberated. Everyone is engaged in so many processes of bhakti, jnana, yoga, philanthropy, altruism, politics, and so on. And they think in their endeavor that they are liberated. So many people in the world of impersonalism think that they have reached the highest goal of life. One of the impersonalists at a festival we attended, Temple Bhajan Band, I said, how are you doing, my brother? And he said, impersonal boy, said, you don't address me as brother. I said, oh, I'm sorry. How should I address you? He said, you address me as Prabhu, which actually means master. You call someone Prabhu, we call each other Prabhus because we are engaged in the science of devotional service as given by Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada. We haven't made up the process or accept some process which is incomplete as impersonalism and voidism. And therefore, we don't address Mayavadis as Prabhu. We address devotees as Prabhu and our spiritual master as Prabhupada. He whose feet all other Prabhus bow down to. He, the master, who all other masters bow down to his feet. So because they have no regard for the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, aruya krichena parampadam tata, because they don't know what actually the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. If you go to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, what is sitting there at the lotus feet of Krishna is Srila Prabhupada. And when you serve the lotus feet of the spiritual, the lotus feet of the spiritual master means service to the spiritual master. Therefore, the lotus feet of Lord Krishna is service to the pure devotee, pure spiritual master, our Srila Prabhupada. If you're not serving the pure devotee, then you're not engaged in the actual devotional process. You can make up some process in your mind, or others have made up a process, or some class, lower class of so-called transcendental philosophy. But unless you worship the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and perform service to Lord Krishna through the agency of the bona fide spiritual master, then all of your service is a waste of time. All of your activity is a waste of time. Prabhupada says in the purport, Na tevidu swargitim hi Vishnu durashaya yevahi artamanina atanya tandai rupaniyamanas te pisa tantriyam urudamni bhadha. That Na tevidu, persons don't know swargagiti, that the ultimate goal, he Vishnu, is Vishnu. Durashaya, therefore they take false shelter. They become servants of a politician. People are becoming servants of the great politicians of America. One is on the verge of being arrested for some felonies. Another one is being sued for some horrific activities in a college he made. We won't name names. And tomorrow, you're voting. Everyone's voting in the primary. Which failure do you want? These persons cannot give you shelter. They can't help you because they are antanya tandair upaniyamanas. They're blind men leading other blind men into a ditch. If a blind man is there, you don't hold on to the blind man and ask him to lead you. The blind man has to take a hold of the sighted man. So, andanya tandaya upaniyamanas. They are these politicians. They're blind men. They're bigots and all kind of philanderers. They are, practically speaking, the lowest of mankind. And we're putting them in the position highest of mankind. Their dogs barking. And even when we were young, our President of the United States was impeached, kicked out completely. He retired because he went on national TV and said, I'm not a liar. I haven't lied. And the investigation showed he was a complete liar. He was a complete cheater. He had gone to some hotel and stolen some secrets from the other party he was against. Our great president, so-and-so, such-and-such. So this is going on, and those who follow these political rascals, even they're fighting in the streets. In Los Angeles, they're fighting in the streets. I'm for this rascal. No, I'm against this rascal. No, we're for this rascal. No, we're against that rascal. And people are physically attacking each other, big marches in the streets all over the country. And the world is even looking. These are all right. America is the biggest rascal in their minds. Of course, they're also a rascal. We don't say anyone is free. Prabhupada named everyone rascal, fool. Na tevidu swargagatemi Vishnu. Because they don't know that the ultimate goal of life is Krishna. Netevidu swargatemi Vishnu. Durashaya. They're taking false shelter. Durashaya yeva here. Artamanina. Antanya tandair. Upaniyamate pisa tandriyam urudamni bada. And they're becoming more and more bound up because they don't know the ultimate goal of life is Vishnu. So one should be very careful. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, we are Rupanugas followers of Rupa Goswami, he instructed us to follow the process of six processes that are favorable to devotional service and six that are unfavorable. He said in the unfavorable, verse 2 of our, translated by Prabhupada, Nectar of Instruction, Bhakti Rasamrita, Upadeshamrita, the verse is, Atyahara Prayasascha Prajalpo Niyamagraha Janasangascha Loliamcha Sadbir Bhakti Vinasyati. Vinashayacha Duskritam Vinasyati means destroys. Sadbir Bhaktir, these six things destroy devotional service. Atyahara, over endeavoring, working in such a way, overeating, over endeavoring, where one forgets Krishna, can't focus properly, working too hard. Atyahara prayas, working in the wrong direction. There's prayas and there's shreyas. Prayas means working for material benefit. Shreyas means working for the ultimate good, for Krishna consciousness. Atyahara piyasascha prajalpo. Talking about mundane things. What did this candidate say today? How is this movie star doing? What happened to that baseball player? Who is the football champion? Prajalpo, Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means not following the principles or following the principles without knowing what the purpose of following the principles, without knowing what the goal of following the principles, just for the sake of following, because everyone else follows. Niyamagraha, janasangas chaloliam cha. Janasangas means associating with worldly-minded people. We have to associate with devotees because association is there, always. One is not by himself an island. So one associates. One has to be careful. If you associate with a swan, you become a swan. And if you associate with a crow, you become a crow. Very simple. If you associate with nonsense, Mayavadi, philanthropists, yogis, you become a nonsense like them. And if you associate with the devotees and give your association, Krishna's association to them, they become like devotees, you become like devotee. You become like Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada-like. Not Prabhupada. Prabhupada-like. Chaloliam cha. Loliam means too much greedy. I need more. Moto moto hoshi e, they say in the Far East. I want more. Give me more. I don't have enough. I need more money. I need more sense gratification. I'm greedy for all these achievements. I want more respect. Not only today you call me Prabhu, tomorrow you call me Maharaj. And the next day call me Ishvaro. Call me God. Do not call me brother. Call me God. Greed goes on without checking, increasing like the tide. Therefore, these six things have to be checked. They can destroy devotional service, drive our mind away from Krishna consciousness. And therefore, Rupa Goswami gives six things to focus on in devotional service. Utsahan nischayat daryat tat tat karma pravartanat sango tyagat satovate sadbir bhaktir prasidyate. The six things that are prashad, that give you all the mercy and blessings, are utsahan, being enthusiastic first. Enthusiasm means, like our Srila Prabhupada, at the end of his life, 70 years old, I can't imagine, I have a little ways to go to 70, I can't imagine beginning a society at 70. There's only one person besides Srila Prabhupada that I've seen do anything even near, not what Srila Prabhupada has done, but near to what Prabhupada has done, our Amala Bhakta Maharaj. 106 years old, he's traveling every day, jumping up and down. That's Utsahan. We have practical example. He'll be 160 years old, they'll bring him in a basket, he'll jump out of the basket when the kirtan starts. And still he'll go to Arizona, Seattle, everywhere around the country, around the world. Prabhupada, and this is utsaha, enthusiastic. Nischayad. Nischayad means... Confidence. Not that we're arrogant, thinking better, holier than thou, I'm better than you, or what do you call condescension. But one should be confident that I engage in this process, it will lead to the desired goal. Some of the old guys may not seem like they've achieved the ultimate goal. We're still neophytes working. Some of the persons don't seem to have achieved perfection. It takes lifetimes, perhaps, in some of our cases, to wash away the dirt. Utsahan nischayat daryat. Daryat means patience. That one should be very patient. That Krishna will bless me. Krishna will help me. Krishna will make things happen. Just the other day, one of our god sisters was not asked to play at the Prabhupada festival, but she was going to play in the temple on a Tuesday for the 3-4 people that come. Somehow or other, Krishna arranged at the exact time when she led the kirtan, 5:30, which is not arti time, is not a special time on a Tuesday, no festival, a bus with 60 nice Hindu gentlemen and ladies, devotees, I think, maybe life members or some interested persons from London, arrived on a Mack bus, huge bus. So I thought, well, that's really Krishna's blessing. And then all of a sudden, Jayapataka Maharaj comes in because he's leaving from Los Angeles, and 30 more people come in following Jayapataka Maharaj. The temple is filled like a holy, holy day. And I was thinking, that is Krishna. Have patience. You want to chant, and people hear you chant. Be a little patient. Krishna can make any arrangement. Thousands of demigods are there anyway. You want people to come see you? All kinds of people come. Busload here, truckload there. Krishna can send so many personalities. Darya, tat tat karma pavartanat. following rules and regulations, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smarnam. Jana Sangatyagat, giving up association of worldly minded persons, Satovrite, and associating with the devotees. This is so key, mentioned in both verses. Because if we associate with the philanthropists, we become a philanthropist. We associate with the speculators, give them our brain, we start to speculate. We associate with non-believers, we start to non-believe. Therefore, satovritte, one has to associate with the devotees and hear from the predecessor acharyas, from Srila Prabhupada, from Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, nectar of instruction, nectar of devotion. And learn, just like yesterday, we heard about the great devotee who was amongst us, our God sister, Gauri Dasi. She passed away, I think, mid-80s. Before she passed away, I had the fortune of having her association, although I was a brahmachari, and at that time, it was a little bit strict. Brahmacharis do not talk to women. Not only women, she was in white. There was a group of women in white, especially in Los Angeles, widows, who would not talk to anybody. Other women, they were training. She was training all the brahmacharinis and young women to do sankirtan, as we heard from Mother Karuna yesterday. And we were managing the St. Louis Temple. We had also come from a group of trainers, but there were young women to train. We were with a group throughout the 70s, Naikatma Prabhu, Vaisheshika Prabhu, Triparai Prabhu, Maharaj, and Pragosh Prabhu, myself. We were going and training devotees in the airports for many years. And then when I was managing in St. Louis, to train the girls, we had many girls joining. And so we had to call Gauri, can you please take these girls and train them? So we were always on the phone, sending ladies to L.A. They became powerful book distributors under her guidance. And one time she told me something personal. I was touched because it was very personal. She said, I met your dad the other day at the airport in Los Angeles. I said, oh, really? I said, Bill Kadetz. She said, yeah. He was traveling on business. He said, I'm Sura's dad. I said, oh, that's really nice. Did he take a book or give a donation? She said, yeah. I met him twice, and both times he flipped me a quarter and said, here's 2 bits. In the 40s and 30s and 20s, they used to call a quarter 2 bits. 12.5 cents is a bit. So 4 bits is 50. 8 bits is $1. And he even told me, well, I flip the girls 2 bits every time I see him. And I said, he flipped it? She said, literally, he flipped it and we had to go catch it. I was like, I'm sorry. I apologize for my father, but he grew up in this culture that kind of teaches that that's a wonderful thing. I won't mention the culture at all. And he had that tendency. I hope I don't have that tendency as much, but I don't flip quarters, but been known to be somewhat what they call in our country, cheap. So she did wonderful service by training all the devotees. And those who took shelter of her got Prabhupada's association and got the knowledge of learning how to perform devotional service, art, and book distribution. So we should stick very strictly to these teachings given by Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Stay away from those who are vimukta manina, thinking that they're liberated. Their consciousness is polluted of a suda buddhi. Buddhi means intelligence. Avasuda means polluted intelligence. Their intelligence is polluted, so we have to be very careful to stay away from them and to associate with the swan-like devotees. All glory, Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Meditating on it for a week, that's nice.
What is the verse? Did you memorize it yet?